What is this drink and why is it served in a gourd with a metal straw? By the end of this video, you'll know everything you need to know about yerba mate, including what it's made from, what the health benefits are, and how to prepare it. Let's get started. So to start out with the basics, what is yerba mate? Yerba mate is made from the leaves of the Ilex paraguayensis plant. This is a type of holly plant that is native to South America. It was originally consumed by the Guarani people, who inhabited this region between the modern countries of Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina. By the 1600s, the drink had spread throughout much of South America, and it soon became the chief export of Paraguay. Still to this day, yerba mate is incredibly popular in the countries of Argentina and Paraguay. In Argentina, it's produced in the northeast corner of the country, as the plant prefers warmer and more humid climates. After the plant has been grown, the leaves are then picked, chopped up, and in many cases roasted, although you still can find green yerba mate, which is unroasted. Yerba mate is touted as a healthy drink, and there are many health benefits to it. The leaf contains some bitter compounds like saponins, which can fight against inflammation, and polyphenols, which are antioxidants that can protect the body against free radical damage. One of the reasons yerba mate has become so popular is because it contains stimulants like caffeine as well as theobromine, which exists in chocolate. These can help improve your focus and give you a longer lasting energy throughout the day. A cup of yerba mate can have 70 milligrams of caffeine, which is on a similar level to a cup of coffee. Because of its high caffeine content, the drink is often compared to tea and coffee, but it's actually neither. To be considered a tea, it has to come from the tea plant, Camellia sinensis. This means that drinks like chamomile, peppermint, and even yerba mate are technically not types of teas, even though they are commonly thought of as teas. Tea can contain as much or even more caffeine as yerba mate, with a strong cup of gyokuro or matcha having 120 milligrams of caffeine per serving. Even more impressive is that these teas also contain L-theanine, which can buffer some of the negative side effects of caffeine, so you get a smoother, longer-lasting energy throughout the day without the crash or the jitters. But people don't only drink yerba mate for the caffeine. There is also a whole ritual of preparing the tea that can be a bonding experience. As we mentioned before, the tea is served in a gourd packed with leaves, and this gourd can be passed from person to person to share the drink with friends or family. It is common to see the drink being served in a hollowed-out gourd, as this is how it has been consumed for centuries, but it can also be served in more modern vessels. The metal straw, or bombilla, has holes carved into it, which filter out the leaves and stems as the person drinks. This is similar to a tea strainer, but instead of preparing the tea in the strainer and then removing the leaves to drink, you remove the leaves as you drink when you use the bombilla. To prepare the yerba mate, you can fill the gourd 3/4 of the way with leaves. When we talk about Japanese green tea, we usually recommend a brew with 5 grams of leaves and 150 milliliters of water, so it's important to note just how much leaf is used when preparing yerba mate. Next, you pour in the water. You shouldn't use boiling water as it will bring out too much of the bitterness, but it should be close to boiling, between 80 and 90 degrees Celsius. Next, you can put in the bombilla and sip. If you really want to have fun with it, you can have some friends over and pass the gourd around, refilling it with hot water as you go. You can reinfuse the leaves up to 10 times, but it will lose quite a bit of its flavor with each subsequent infusion. The flavor of yerba mate is really strong, with a lot of these roasted or almost smoky flavor profiles. If you'd like to try some of the high caffeine green teas like the gyokuro and matcha we mentioned earlier in the video, you can find them on our website neoteas.com. We mostly focus on Japanese green tea on this channel and share our experience traveling around Japan in search of some of the best teas for our website. But occasionally, we like to try something new and change it up. We really hope you like this video, and if you have any questions about yerba mate or green tea, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.